Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
The Healthy Self is all about you. Here's author, lecturer, and holistic nutritional consultant, Michael Schwartz.
When you wake up in the mornings and you go into the bathroom and you start your morning routine, do you stand in, you do stand in front of the mirror, I get that, we all do, but do you look at yourself and really question, you know, why? Why am I looking like this? What's going on? You know, there's nothing we can do to stop the aging process. It's unfortunate. It's just way of life. However, what we can do is stop it from making us age faster than we should. So what is it that causes aging? Well, or aging, not plural. One of the things, obviously, are free radicals. And free radicals are actually even generated by the body. So on some levels, free radicals do serve a purpose. However, by and large, the type that we ingest from the outside world and what we ingest is in our foods. That's where the corruption begins, which is one of the reasons why you really have to examine your diet. Here's the deal. Take a look at your family history. Take a look at your mom and dad. You know, my mom is now 92 years old, God bless her, and I have her in a nursing home because that's, you know, just the way it is. And when I look at her diet, and having grown up in that house till I was started running away at 15, I had the same diet. At some point, I woke up and changed my diet. At the age of 28, I became a vegetarian. My mom's diet has been the same her entire 92 years. My feelings are, based on her diet, I'm good for 300. Why? Because I've eliminated a lot of the garbage and a lot of the foodstuffs, even the good foodstuffs, and I'll put that in quotes, that she likes, and some of the traditional foods. And therein lies another thing. Trying to change your diet, and by the way, if you don't want to end up like your parents, you're going to have to not only change your diet, but it would be in your best interest to examine some of the concepts that you live with that dictate how you should be and who it is that you think that you are. Because the mind is a goal-seeking device. And the way your mind works, it lives to fulfill expectations. If you do not know what your expectations are, you're at the mercy of your subconscious mind, which is not always your best friend. It's not there to help you grow and master material reality, not in the slightest. What your mind is there to do is to ensure that your ego does not die. And yet the reality is your ego must die if you are to grow as a human being. So looking at our folks, examining their diet is one aspect of getting a handle on slowing down the aging process. Not only slowing it down, but when you get to 60, 70, 80, 90, because you're still going to be working. You know, the time to retire, my retirement age is 100. So I need you guys to hang in there with me so I have someone to talk to. Who knows? I still may be doing the show at 100. Bottom line is, if you want to live a vibrant, long life, then change your diet. Eliminate all those things that work against you. The second place to look is in your mind. Like I said, your mind is a goal-seeking device. And yes, you create goals, you set plans of actions, you manifest them, you materialize them, and you succeed at your goal. Those are usually external goals. But what about internally? Changing your diet. And here's one way. If you're a heavy meat eater, and by the way, I have nothing against meat, although I haven't had a piece in 50 years. I have nothing against meat. As long as you are eating grass fed free range critters. Okay? Now, if you wanted to get off of meat, the way that I did it was I ate a lot of lentils. Why lentils? Because they laid in my stomach and gave me that feeling of being full and having something heavy in my gut. When it came to chicken was easy to get off of, although I do loved, past tense, barbecue chicken. And I think when I'm 100, I may go back and have a leg or a breast. Do love barbecue chicken. But all of these things need to be examined. Dairy, I would minimize. Flesh foods, I would minimize. When it comes to nuts, you want to take a look at reducing the amount of acid-forming nuts. The only three nuts that may be alkalizing to your body would be almonds. There's some talk about Brazil. In some books, it'll say it's alkalizing. Some books don't even talk about it from that point of view, so they list it in the acidic environment or acid ash creators. And the last is cashew. The beautiful thing about cashew is that technically it's a fruit and not a nut. So I would begin to bring into my body all of these foods that are alkalizing. My diet, the diet I recommend when I do consumer lectures, and this is doable, not idealistic, but truly doable. 60% raw, 30% cooked, 10% junk. Now, the reason for the junk is really very straightforward. If you're trying to get your children, your significant other, into a healthy diet, if you do not allow them to have some indulgences to some degree at some point, they will build resentment against the diet you're trying to impose. Let me rephrase that. The diet you're trying to introduce, they will take it as an imposition. And therein lies the issue, because if they feel that it's being imposed, then there's going to be an emotional resistance to it. So all the benefits are going to be lost. So if you allow them to have some indulgences from time to time, that'll be okay. But you really want to lay down a solid, healthy foundation. All of your raw foods should be organically grown, pesticide-free. I don't even try, you know, we have a natural grocery chain that promotes being the best organic grocery chain in the world. I don't believe it. Don't see it. If you look at their vegetable things, a lot of conventional and local. Just because something is local doesn't mean that it's healthy. There's no telling what's going into the soil or what's going onto the plant to grow the crop. You want organic material. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. Organic veggies and fruits. When it comes to grains, same thing. 100% organic grains. I told you, when it comes to meat, what to look for. When it comes to the fowl, you're going to want to do chicken. You're going to want to do turkey over chicken because chicken has less fat. The body stores all of the poisons and toxins in the fat. When it comes to fish, go back to Leviticus chapter 11, deep sea fish with scales. And dairy, less is best. Water, distilled. And above all, exercise, for two simple reasons. You will oxygenate your body. Cancer cannot live in an oxygen-rich environment. Two, you'll put off senility, dementia. And by exercising, you'll burn fat. And in doing so, you'll open up your arteries. You'll bring more blood to your blood-brain barrier, more oxygen to your mind. You'll be smarter and you'll glow. You'll be healthy. Anyway, don't age like everybody else. Age young and stay young. This is Michael Schwartz. You've been listening to Radio MD. Grow and stay healthy. Next week, tune in, because it's going to be all about cancer, how to deal with it, how to avoid it, and what it means from an emotional point of view.